Sometimes, when everything feels right, something can make your world crumble. Something like a draft letter sending your dad to war. That's what happened to Nancy Pyburn of Moses Lake. In this edition of StoryCorps Northwest, she tells her daughter, Cynthia Bounds, about how World War II changed her and her parents' lives.
What I want to talk about today is the time when Granddad, your dad, was going off to war.
Okay.
Shoot. Granddad was a logger when he left to go to the war. What was it like when he found out? I know you were little.
I'm not going to be able to do this without crying. I'm so emotional about the war and about what it did to my parents and how it formed my life. When my mom and dad got married, it was a really happy time for them. Then I was born the first year they were married, and my mom always said that was the happiest year of her life. It was the only year she didn't teach school. She taught school her whole life. Dad was always a logger. He tried to become an accountant. He was very smart, but he couldn't stand to be in a room. He needed to be outdoors. They knew while we were having this happy time that Hitler was moving across Europe. And they knew that probably Dad would eventually have to go. And they talked a lot that they considered shooting off my dad's toes so that he would not have to go to the war. One day, the letter came. The preparation began for him to leave. He was to leave immediately to go to boot camp. He went to Tyler, Texas, to Camp Fannin. My mother, who had never been more than 70 miles away from Yamhill, Oregon, where they were both born, got on a bus and went down to stay in a rooming house to be with him as long as possible. I was 3 years old. I went to live with my aunt in St. John's in Portland. Mom and Dad came back together after boot camp, and they were there for a week. What I remember about that week, and I do remember this, was that it was quiet, and it felt like sludge. Everybody was moving very slowly, and in retrospect, I think they were trying to stop time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the day that we took him to the Greyhound station. I didn't know what was going on, but I knew the angst. You know, it was heavy in the air. My mother drove, and I remember I stayed in the car, and they got out and hugged each other, and Mom got back in the car and started crying. And it was years later. She told me this. We came home, and she was planning to go back to school and teach the rest of that day. She called the principal up and said she wasn't going to come in. She took me to the babysitter, and she went home, and she pulled all of Dad's clothes out of the drawers and the closet and curled up with him on the bed and cried and screamed the rest of the day. Yeah. When he was drafted, he came right into the Battle of the Bulge. And he was in Patton's 6th Army. The war went on long after victory was declared. So he was there for another year and a half in the occupation. And part of his job right after was to emancipate the concentration camps. So he saw the worst, and he came back terribly damaged, and that affected my life. It affected my mother's life. It was my father was remote. We didn't know what to call it at the time. Patton had called it cowardice. Now they call it PTSD. I think having grandchildren, having you and your sister Michelle, was probably the joy of his life. It brought him back to joy and his hunting and fishing. He was an outdoor person, and he went back to work immediately into the logging camps. That's where he found his camaraderie, and I think that saved him.
That was Nancy Pyburn and her daughter Cynthia Bounds, both of Moses Lake. They recorded their conversation for StoryCorps Northwest in Moses Lake as part of NWPB's centennial.